Unit 7. Asking a doctor. In general, Americans feel that it is their right as a citizen to have access to information. They want to know what is going on in their government, their schools, their companies, and they certainly want their doctors to tell them what's going on in their bodies. Overall, American doctors are open and frank when talking to their patient about his or her condition. Of course, they do this because they want to have good communication with their patients, but they also do it because they could get into serious legal trouble if they didn't. I was very surprised when I first heard that Japanese doctors sometimes don't tell a patient the truth when he or she has a very serious illness. I was even more surprised to hear some of my Japanese friends say that they wouldn't want to know if they had a life-threatening disease like cancer. In my opinion, not knowing one's physical condition is equal to not being in control of what happens to one's body. I think another difference in the way Japanese and Americans communicate with doctors is the concept of the Japanese doctor being sensei. We respect our doctors in the States, but we are also careful to make sure we are getting the best possible care. So it is not uncommon for us to ask a lot of questions or get a second opinion from at least one other doctor when we are considering surgery or the treatment of a serious disease. So what do people do when they want more information from a doctor? In spite of the cultural differences, being assertive and asking the doctor for a clear explanation was the most popular response for all groups. But while about 90% of the American men and women chose this option, only 76% of the Japanese men and 62% of the Japanese women did. I wonder if the other 38% of Japanese women would respond differently if their doctors were women instead of men.